ALT is the Department of Defense's current electronic health record system. It's actually part of the modernization strategy. What we had before was what was called composite healthcare system, which allowed us to capture electronic health information on our service members.
What was going on with the system that it needed to be reformed, and then talk about the efforts that you're making to do that?
Well, let me start with the environments within the DOD. We work in a very distributed environment. You know, we work in like Iraq and Afghanistan and places like that around the world and respond to natural disasters. And so the system had to be built to do that. Originally, the system was not built to do that. So through the deployment of Iraq and Afghanistan, we've actually been able to develop components that we can deploy. But since it was based on some of our legacy technologies, ALTA is part of that modernization strategy. Some of the drawbacks to it is the graphical user interface. This is how the healthcare providers input information, health information, into a computerized system for our service members. And the current interface is not really user-friendly for our healthcare providers. Some of the other issues with it are the speed and the performance of the system, again, because it was built on some legacy and then some modern applications that we've developed.
So you had a patchwork of systems that you had to get to interface with each other, and you're in the process now of going through and strengthening those and kind of rebuilding it sounds like.
Pretty much rebuilding it. What we've created is a new enterprise architecture for the DOD's electronic health record system, where we looked at everything that we currently have. We were able to reuse some of the old technologies because they work extremely well because they just perform certain functions. The new way we're doing this, or the essential technologies used in this new strategy, and it's what we're calling as a unified strategy for regional distribution approach, which allows us to, you know, have an electronic health record that is global. And DOD is one of the largest electronic health systems in the world right now, and it is global. Under the open architecture, open standard approach that we're using in the Department of Defense, we're going to be able to migrate most of that legacy capability into this unified electronic health system. And what it will do is it'll improve our capability for meaningful data exchange, as well as facilitate secure, seamless, and cost-effective data sharing. So, for example, when our service members get injured and they go all the way through to the VA, their healthcare information is completely available to all the healthcare providers to allow them to have access to that longitudinal health information to provide the best care possible.
And I think that's the piece of this that's the most interesting, Mr. Morris, is the fact that, I mean, we've reported on any number of occasions about the issues for vets transitioning from DOD healthcare to VA healthcare. And it sounds like you're telling me that this is going to go a long way toward making that transition pretty seamless.
Oh, absolutely. Some of the key technologies for this that are allowing us to do this is what we call a unified data model. This will help standardize the messaging and how the systems talk to each other from legacy to the newer systems. Also, a common services approach that will securely combine or reassemble the services to satisfy new and emerging requirements. And the other part is that a new unified graphical user interface that really replicates, like in a VA system, their Vista interface, but replicates the Vista's interface with its ease-of-use characteristics, yet it's compatible with other applications. In adopting these new critical technologies, we're moving into a new regionalized clinical data repository that will also provide redundancy and eliminate single points of failure in our enterprise.
Now, as you're going through this reform process, where are you on the timeline? Are you to the point where you have pretty much done what you think needs to be done? Are you finished with this piece of it? Where do we stand in that respect?
We started the re-blueprinting, if you would, the re-architecting of it. In October of this past year, and we just finished the blueprint itself in March. So during that process, we were actually able to take some of the blueprint and actually start executing now. But what we're looking at is basically a three-year strategy. But even at the end of the 3 years, we'll always be able to modernize components as technologies evolve. Historically, we weren't able to do that because the way the architecture was designed.
Everything had to be added in a kind of a patchwork kind of way.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. Is this something that you think is fairly easily replicable, that other health organizations, states, localities, private companies would be able to replicate it? Or is this something, because of the peculiar requirements of the Defense Department, that is structurally designed optimally for what you're doing?
What we've done is these kind of technologies really are designed to improve provider satisfaction with our electronic health system. So we wanted to create a unified electronic health system that's capable of meeting our current and future health information needs. Bottom line is, we're going to be able to help our healthcare providers provide better quality care to our service members and our families. But certainly the unified electronic health record system that we've designed could serve as a model not only for the federal agencies such as VA, but it can serve as a model for the nation, and certainly it can be replicated because we've built it on open standards, open architecture.